You are listening to And Press Play, written and recorded by James West.
Hello, and welcome back to And Press Play. This week, I am reviewing In Another Life by The Killers, taken from their 2021 album Pressure Machine. Now, I was first properly introduced to The Killers through their 2020 album Imploding the Mirage, and honestly, this album is pretty awesome. It's loud, bombastic, and incredibly upbeat. Needless to say that when I saw they had done an album since then, Pressure Machine, I was very eager to check it out. Now, Pressure Machine is a very different album. It's a concept album which is about lead singer Brandon Flowers' childhood in Utah and the events that took place in his hometown. Now, there are a number of songs off this album that I debated reviewing for Series 9, and In Another Life narrowly won out. The other one that almost topped it was In the Car Outside, which is a song that I may return to in another series. Now, In Another Life, like most songs on the album, start with a spoken word introduction. The spoken word introduction is specifically about opioids and the reasons why people take them and then realise that they have now become addicted. It's an interesting way of starting the song and ties in very well with the theme of what could I have done differently and the idea that life is a series of decisions that lead you to the point you are at now. Musically, this song is one of the rockier songs on the album, and the drums, guitar and synths really help keep this song upbeat despite its dour tones. Lyrically, this song is about looking back and wondering whether you could have done things differently. It starts off with, "Is this the life you chose yourself, or just how it ended up?" A starting couplet which sets the mood right from the onset. This song is all about doubts and regret, and it starts here. Flowers' voice here is wonderful. He keeps a strong balance between reflection and wistfulness, and it works wonderfully. The images throughout this verse help convey the doubts of the narrator. He questions whether his wife is happy with her life, and more specifically with him. This whole idea of expectations and reality not being the same continues with the statements, "Is that the yard you pictured when you closed your eyes and dreamed of children in the grass running through the sprinklers?" The final part about the sprinklers always makes me think of the classic house with the white picket fence, and how wherever the narrator lives now doesn't match his wife's dream. Finally, the verse ends with, "Or were you living in another life?" as if he is finally vocalising his doubts about how he might not have provided his wife with the life she wanted, or indeed the life he pictured for himself. We then hit the chorus, which musically takes it up a notch, with louder synths and some sparse guitar work, which really help add to the mood. Flowers' vocals are more pained, as if he is trying to force himself to realise he can't change and must return to the present day. With lyrics like, "When will I make it home? When I damn well feel like driving down these empty streets that burn with our birthright," you very much get the sense he'll return to the present when he's finished reflecting on the past. The whole idea of driving down empty streets always makes me think of a trip down memory lane. Flowers' vocals are more emotive as the verse goes on, almost suggesting the further he looks back in time, the more he sees the mistakes he's made. With the second verse, the narrator sees a couple of kids holding hands, and they reminded me of us in another life. This helps explore what the narrator is thinking. It's not just about another life as in an alternate life, but it feels like another life when he and his wife were much younger. This also acts as a trigger for the narrator to turn his gaze inwards on himself and wonder whether he was good enough for his wife. Am I the man of your desires or just the guy from your hometown? I.e., was their marriage made out of love or because of a sense of convenience? Did they settle for less than they should have done? The verse continues to focus inwards with, "Are these the arms you saw when you pictured yourself wrapped around?" He continues to question whether he lived up to the expectation his wife has now that they are married, best exemplified with the question, "Am I the man you hoped I'd be?" Like the ending of the first verse, there's a daring in that question, as if the narrator isn't sure of the answer and is perhaps a little afraid of it. The second chorus has another interesting set of lines. "When will I make it home? When that jukebox in the corner stops playing country songs of stories that sound like mine. I rather like this as it implies a predictability in life, that the narrator's life isn't that much different to other people's lives. There's always a sense when people talk about their lives, relationships, etc., that it's somehow unique. And really, when you boil sort of everybody's life stories down, broadly speaking, everything follows the same template. I mean, obviously not every story is identical, but there's a certain number of key features that are in almost every story going. And there's that sense also that if his life is like the songs that he's hearing on the jukebox, he knows how it will end. The last couplet of the song goes, "I spent my best years laying rubber on a factory line. I wonder what I would have been in another life." The most explicit mention of the narrator's gaze into the past. The idea being that not only does he wonder if his life could have been different with a different wife, but also with a different job potentially as well. To conclude, this is one of my favourite songs off Pressure Machine. It's a song which resonates with the listener about the choices we make in life and how they define us, but also how life does not always turn out how we might have imagined it when we were younger. Musically, it's a rockier song which helps lighten the dense subject matter and allows Flowers to express a range of emotion in his voice. To conclude, I give it a 4.4 out of 5.
Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time.